Downtown is something you gotta like it or you just hate it. Broadway is another Champs-Élysées for Latinos. They come up and down and walking with their family, either eat, drinks, and have a good time and see each other or whatever. You know, this is their area.
In downtown Los Angeles, the theater-lined street of Broadway is a monument to early 20th century architecture. Intricate moldings and ornate columns recall a time when the area was dominated by theatergoers and high-end retail. Now, the streets are bustling with Latino merchants and shoppers. But this population is dwindling as expensive lofts are built and the theaters renovated in an effort to draw tourists back to the area. This causes problems for the shop owners who depend on that Latino population. Take Sia, for example.
This particular business is 4 years is in the operation under the name of the Pizza Pizza and Deli.
For the hungry customer, you know, I mean, this is the place to be right now.
Also known as Kiss Pizza, Sia's small deli at 6th and Broadway sits next to the once grand Los Angeles Theater. As close as you can get to a melting pot, the deli serves American hamburgers, Greek gyro, and Mexican tacos. Drawn by the possibilities, I went in to talk to Sia about the changes he has seen.
Businesses has dropped tremendously, you know, especially this past 2 years since the remodelation for a big buildings took over to turn them around to make lofts and apartments out of those buildings.
I asked if he thought maybe after all the lofts are fully occupied and the 12 Broadway theaters renovated, business would improve.
That is our really main point here right now. That they mentioned about changing the Broadway, going to become another 42nd of New York City Broadway type of deal. You know, it's really put a chill in all of us that we own a small business. What's going to happen to the small businesses? The only thing that brings us right now is our bread and butter is the foot traffic.
Turns out, Sia was right to be concerned. A few weeks later, he had some bad news for me. He has been threatened with eviction. His landlord, who also owns the Los Angeles Theater, has charged him with
displaying merchandise outside of my store. He says it's hurting his business for Los Angeles Theater.
But the theater is out of operation. Right now, it has no business. And Sia has a different theory.
I bring a lot of small businesses together, so he's trying to force me out, you know, this way, the voice of these small businesses to be cut off. What they're trying to do, I think, is to nail me as an example for Broadway, because then they're going to say, hey, look, we got Sia from Kiss Pizza that everybody was looking up to him.
Sia is ready to bring this matter to court.
Absolutely. We're going to fight the eviction, and we're going to go with our documents there that this retaliation is definitely a discrimination.
Whether or not Sia has been singled out, what is certain is that change is coming to his neighborhood. He is only one player in a complex game. Sia knows this, and he is okay with his self-appointed role.
It's something it looks to me is challenging always, every day. And I'm always, I roll up my sleeves, I'm ready to go, you know, until I can, you know. So that's what my passion goes to downtown area and abroad. And besides that, you know, it's always something to do for other people too. Every one of us is struggling to pay the rent, not even taking money home. Just pay the rent. Because you think about it, you know, we have family, all of us, and we have employees, all of us, and they have families. They're talking about 8 years, 10 years from now, but what about now to 8 years and 10 years? What are we? Are we a chopped liver here in the middle?
And that's one thing Sia does not want on his menu. For Intern Edition, I'm Megan Forbes.